respectively, I'd have to say it's a little too high. And part of that is because of Fort Riley. The other part is because of ad valorem taxes having to go up. So they're going to pass that increase on to the occupant of the apartment. Right or wrong, that's just life. It's been that way. One thing that we would need to do would be to try and make sure that our landlords are keeping in line with the state Landlord-Tenant Act. Too often, landlords will buy a piece of property, start getting $800 a month for the use of it, and then they don't fix things that need to be fixed. Maybe there's a wall that needs to be painted or, you know, and they wait until the tenant moves out. And too often, too, you have to take into consideration human behavior. Things that are rented are not often taken care of as well as things that are owned. And when you have a tenant that goes in and destroys an occupancy, that makes it very difficult on the landlord to even consider bringing the rent down.